Hello and welcome to today's news podcast powered by China Daily. I'm Angela Womboy, and I will be your host for today's episode where we're delving into China's telecommunications advancements and economic growth, along with exploring challenges and opportunities in marine governance, post-disaster reconstruction, and preparation for the flood season. Let's start by unpacking China's remarkable achievements in the telecommunications sector. Official data from the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology reveals a significant milestone. China now boasts of a staggering 851 million 5G mobile subscribers. This milestone, representing nearly half of the country's total mobile subscribers, underscores China's dominance in the telecommunications industry. The proliferation of 5G technology is reshaping industries and driving innovation across various sectors. Beyond faster mobile broadband, 5G's low latency and high capacity are facilitating the growth of emerging technologies such as the Internet of Things, autonomous vehicles, and smart cities. These advancements are not only enhancing connectivity, but also revolutionizing how people live, work, and communicate in the digital age. In addition to telecommunication advancements, China's manufacturing sector experienced a notable uptick in March, marking the first expansion in 6 months. The Purchasing Managers Index rose to 50.8, signaling growth in the sector amidst global economic uncertainties. This positive trend suggests a strengthening economy and bodes well for China's economic resilience in the face of external challenges. China's economic prowess is further underscored by its fixed broadband subscriber base, which has surpassed 643 million users. Of particular note is a significant proportion of gigabyte broadband users, accounting for 26.7% of the total. These figures reflect China's commitment to technological innovation and infrastructure development, posting the country as a global leader in the digital economy. Now, let's shift our focus to the complexities of marine governance. At the 2024 Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership Youth Dialogue on Regional Cooperation, on regional cooperation in marine economy, officials and experts advocated for a collaborative approach to address pressing challenges in marine governance. Liu Zhenmin, China's special envoy for climate change, emphasized the urgent need for effective global ocean governance, citing disruptions in the global supply chain due to maritime tensions. He underscored the importance of synergy amongst nations to address fragmentation in marine governance and protect marine resources. The rise of maritime tensions, coupled with concerns over overfishing and environmental degradation, highlights the need for the concentrated international efforts to promote sustainability management of marine ecosystems. Efforts to enhance global ocean governance are essential to address the multifaceted challenges facing marine ecosystems. Overfishing, pollution, and climate change pose significant threats to marine biodiversity and coastal communities worldwide. By fostering collaboration and coordination amongst nations, the international community can work towards sustainable solutions for the world's oceans, ensuring the long-term health and vitality of marine ecosystems. Next, let's explore China's approach to post-disaster reconstruction and infrastructure development. Ding's call for sound implementation of these projects underscore China's commitment to sustainable development and infrastructure resilience. In 2023, China issued an additional 1 trillion yuan in the government bonds to support reconstruction projects and disaster response capacity building. These investments are crucial for rebuilding communities affected by natural disasters and enhancing resilience to future events. Infrastructure development plays a crucial role in promoting economic growth, improving livelihoods, and enhancing resilience to natural disasters. As China prepares for the flood season, authorities are implementing measures to address potential challenges posed by extreme weather conditions. The Ministry of Water Resources has outlined requirements for flood preparedness, emergency response, and defense work to safeguard residents in the flood-prone areas. Hydrologic experts predict a concurrence of droughts and floods during this year's flood season, with different regions experiencing varying levels of precipitation. To mitigate the impact of extreme weather events, China is enhancing patrols, inspections, and protections at reservoirs while maximizing the use of monitoring and early warning systems. In conclusion, China's advancements in telecommunications, manufacturing, and infrastructure development underscore its position as a global leader in innovation and economic growth. By addressing challenges in marine governance, post-disaster reconstruction, and flood preparedness, China is laying the foundation for a more prosperous and sustainable future. With strategic investments and commitment to quality and integrity, China continues to drive progress domestically and internationally. Thank you for tuning into our podcast news update. Stay informed, and we'll catch you next time. For more on international news updates, please visit our website at www.chinadaily.com/CN.